This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. An Episcopal church in Pasadena, California, is in danger of losing its tax-exempt status. The IRS is looking into a sermon that was delivered there a few days before the 2004 election. The government thinks it may have violated the law requiring churches and nonprofit organizations to refrain from endorsing candidates. All Saints is a famously liberal church where parishioners expect their pastors to speak from the pulpit on the moral issues of the day. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
At the 11:15 Sunday service at All Saints Church, there was a buzz of anticipation, waiting for the Reverend Edwin Bacon to deliver his sermon. He faced an absolutely packed house.
I want to begin this sermon by once again expressing my gratitude to the Internal Revenue Service.
Many of those listening to this sermon had heard the other one that's gotten All Saints into hot water. It was delivered in late October 2004 by their retired pastor, George Regas. Cast as a debate between George Bush, John Kerry, and Jesus, it condemned many of the Bush administration's policies on the war and on poverty. Yesterday, Bacon told the congregation that this was fulfilling the duty of the church.
This church can neither be silent nor indifferent when there are public policies causing detriment to the least of these.
The IRS summons asks for 17 categories of documents: church policies, emails, church payroll, and other expenses relating to the sermon in question. And, said Bacon,
every instance in which we mention any elected official or candidate in our worship. Since we pray for President Bush by name Sunday after Sunday.
There are two ways to respond to the IRS summons, said Bacon. Comply with the agency's request or refuse and argue their case before a judge.
We would argue that this entire case has been an intrusion, in fact an attack, upon this church's First Amendment rights to the exercise of freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
The entire congregation stood. The applause lasted a full minute.
I think I get your drift.
The timing of the IRS summons is another cause for concern, says Douglas Laycock, a professor of constitutional law at the University of Michigan.
This summons, 2 months before the election, is a message to everybody else out there. You guys better be quiet this election season, or this might happen to you.
A church's loss of tax-exempt status, says Laycock, doesn't just affect the church, it affects the parishioners as well.
Everybody who contributed to that church and took a tax deduction for their contributions is now subject to audit and having those deductions rolled back.
The investigation into All Saints Church is, quote, bewildering, according to Barry Lynn, head of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
Many churches that I believe went far, far over the line in the last election cycle apparently aren't being investigated anymore at all.
Well, no one knows that for sure, says IRS Commissioner Steve Miller, who oversees tax-exempt organizations.
Because of the law, we're unable to speak to specific cases. That's for taxpayer protection.
Which means he couldn't comment on the All Saints Church case either. But he did acknowledge that since the last election, the IRS has stepped up education and enforcement.
We saw a lot of money flowing into campaign coffers and became a little concerned that things might be getting out of hand.
All Saints Church, however, has been taking on social causes for decades, opposing the wars in Iraq and Vietnam, working for civil rights, and opposing the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Now it has another battle on its hands, but this time it's not one of the church's choosing. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.